The Gemara on Tesavot and Aleph wants to know, what's the issue of selling a behema gasa to a non-Jew? It's not because of Revia. Rather, there's some issue regarding or surrounding Shvisas Behemto. What exactly is that issue? Because after all, if you're selling it to him, then it's not yours anymore, so there's no Shvisas Behemto issue. And there's a machlokas if there's a gzeira mishum she'ilu mishum schirus, meaning that really you could sell a behema gasa to a non-Jew, but it's a gzeira that you might borrow or lease it to the non-Jew. And the Gemara says that maybe that's not even an issue, because when there's a she'ela, or when there's a schirus, during that time period, the acquisition is on the non-Jew. It's not the Jewish animal at that point. And then the Gemara says, gzeira mishum nisyone. It's an issue because of the testing. What happens is, a lot of times, a non-Jew will first want to see how strong this animal is. Can he handle a heavy burden on its back? And if this will be done close to Shkiach before Shabbos, so, and the animal will begin to walk based on the voice of the Jewish owner, so then it will be an issue of Mechamer, which is Isur Doraisa on Shabbos. You have to bring a Chatas related to the Malach of Mavir, and that's our concern. So Tosos, Dibur Maschol, the Shama, says as follows. Why do we need to bring in the issue of Mechamer at all? Just say it's a Shvisas Behemto issue. Because at this point, again, it's still belonging to the Jew. He's showing the Nachri that it's a strong animal, and that should be enough of a reason. So the re-explains that Shvisas Behemto is not the reason to prevent selling a animal to a Nachri, because that only problem is this Nisyone problem at that moment. So the whole Nisyone issue really sounds like a gzer, because it's a gzer that the testing has to occur right before Shabbos to be an issue. So really, Shvisas Behemto is only an issue when you are renting out the animal or you are letting him borrow the animal, since that would cause the animal to perhaps work the entire Shabbos. And of course, this is going based on the assumption that schiros is an issue. The Gemara already had said that maybe it's not, but Tosos seems to right now be assuming that in fact it is an issue. However, Nisyone alone, which is only an issue at the very beginning of the sale, which is right before Shabbos, would not be a reason to forbid the sale entirely, if not for the reason of Mechamer, which is more stringent, which is why we need the issue of Mechamer, not just Shvisas Behemto. So the Gemara has a very nice conclusion to this whole sugya regarding the potential issues of selling or renting out a behema gasa to a non-Jew. The Gemara says, Vashta amr schirus lo kanya, gzer mishum schirus, gzer mishum she'ela, gzer mishum nisyone. You actually have all three gzeros. You have an issue of schirus, you have an issue of she'ela, and you have an issue of nisyone. So Toso, Stiver Maschel Vahashta, says as follows. So from our Gemara, we are concluding that renting is not considered to be acquiring, so the animal really belongs to the Jew, and then you, of course, have the Shvisas Behemto issue. The Kasha Parakah Zav, however, what about in Bava Metzia? Masik de Schirus Leishla Ona, Melasiv Vechisim Cherum Memchar La Misecha, Blochasiv Vechisim Cherum Memchar La Olam. That in talking about the issue of Ona'ah, there's an Isser to overcharge somebody, the problem of Ona'ah. So it says that when you will rent or sell something to your friend, and the Pasuk does not say the sale being forever, Amu Mimechar Karinan Le. So we see from this Pasuk that renting is in fact considered a sale, and it doesn't have to be La Olam to be considered a sale, but even as a temporary thing, it's still considered a sale, which makes it sound like that Schiris is Kanya. So V'yish Lomar, we answer, Demai de Memchar Karinan Le Lefi Shah. The Gemara in Bava Metzia is only telling us that the sale can also be temporary in regards to Ona, meaning don't think that if the sale is just a temporary sale, it's a rental, that Ona does not apply. Ona still applies. And that's from the extra word of Memkar. However, regarding everything else in terms of a sale, we say that renting is not considered a binding and permanent sale. The Gemara then tells us, Ravado Sharla is Bune Chamara Aida de Safsira, that Ravado once permitted a Jew to sell a donkey to an idolater through a middleman, through a broker, who was also Jewish. So Tosos, Dir Maskel Sharla, asks a question that we probably could have come on our own from a Tosas that we did yesterday, and that is the following issue. Tema, my lo asrina mishum dakshirua beveso vichavim yisrusha balam atzman machrulo. V'asi lemishrei bevalim midi dehava ashvura lerabanan kifarish bemasnisin. We have a case, we said in the previous Amud, that there's a Maris Ayin issue involved here. So why are we allowing this middleman? Because people will see the donkey by the house of the idol worshiper, and they'll think that there was a direct sale between the Jewish owner and the idolater, and they will end up thinking that's permitted to do so. And this is similar to what the case was in the Mishnah regarding the animal with a broken limb, that people will think that the limb was broken after the sale, and they won't know that the animal was sold to the idolater with a broken limb already. Vish Lomar de Safsire Kala Isla. So Tosos answers, it's just because middlemen, brokers, are public knowledge, and people will know when this such a person was used in the sale. Barav Shemaya Perish to have a gzera le gzera. Safsire Atu Baal Bais, Baal Bais Grufe Eno Oser el gzera Mishum Sheila Schiris Venisione. Rav Shemai explains that it's not an issue at all because of a gzera le gzera, a double gzera, where we usually are makel with. The first gzera being that a middleman is allowed to make such a sale, and it's only a gzera atu the baal bayis who might not be able to make the sale, and the baal bayis himself who only cannot make the sale as a gzera that he might rent the animal or let the person borrow the animal.